Hello, my name is Zachary Doss, and this is the first episode of my digital portfolio. This is the WOYF page, Window on Your Future page, and the first part of it is my cover letter. My cover letter is a summary of myself and what I want to do, and this is read by an employer who will go over the document, and inside the document, I go over what qualifications I have, why I think I should be able to work for a certain job, and it also is a summary of myself and why I feel I'm a good fit for the job. For someone who has never made a cover letter before, tips I would say is just be honest and try to get yourself out there as much as you can. Now, the next thing on this page is my resume. What the resume is basically the overall in-depth version of the cover letter. Now, what I mean by that is in your resume, you go into exact detail of your achievements, your interests, and all your experience that you have, and even your education. You can also have your objective in there too, just to get that extra boost, so that whoever reads it is able to really get to know who you are. Somebody who has never made one of these before, I would suggest thinking of everything that you've ever done to help anybody and writing it down there in that resume page. The last document on my page is my references. Now, the references is an important document to have because it allows the employer to get in touch with anybody that you associate with or have worked with, and they're able to get sort of like a third party view of you. It's basically a way for your employer to see how others think of you and if they believe that you possess the same qualities that you claim that you have. It's all to make you look better. It's all to help your employer to decide in the employing process. For someone who has never made one of these before, I would suggest thinking of any coaches, any teachers, thinking of any voluntary activities that you have may done, especially like if you're underage and haven't worked before. Coaches and teachers are that works well to use in your references page. But other than that, just any type of work that you have ever done. And if you know, like the employers, then put them now and just be able to make sure that you're putting down good people who like you, so that when the employer calls, they won't hear any negative feedback about you. So this isn't on my WOYF page, but the mock interview that took place in Lincoln, that's what all of this is for. This is what all the WOYF documents are for. It's all for this mock interview. Going into this interview, it felt real. Honestly, I felt nervous while I was waiting in line. I was feeling a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious. I was anticipating talking to the person. I was thinking of who am I going to have, and I was thinking, how am I going to come off to them? When I went up to my guy that I was chosen to be the interviewee of, at first I was nervous, just shake their hand, and everything went smooth from there. Even though at first I was nervous, I was able to calm my nerves and just relax, because at the end of the day, you are just having a conversation to somebody that wants to hire you at the end of the day. For next year's juniors, advice to prepare for the interview. Make sure you have everything that you need written down. Make sure you have all your documents ready. Make sure you're organized, especially. And on the day of the interview, It's okay to be nervous. It's definitely okay to be nervous, especially if it's your first time, because that it was my first time when I did my mock interview, and I was nervous, believe me. And I think it's fine to be nervous. It shows that you care. It shows that there's a genuine feeling you have about the situation. So if you're nervous, that's fine. Once you get up there, just try to relax as much as possible. Just think of the other person as your friend. That's what I did, and I think that helped. And especially engage in the conversation. Make sure you listen to what they say, because that will also help you calm your nerves. Thank you. I'll tell you no matter.